Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
City and the Galaxy done. A hat trick by Joao Klaus helped St. Louis City at least get a point out of this home matchup on a St. Louis afternoon.
You let that man do all that work just for a tie? A draw, they call it in soccer. Chris and Amy show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Time to go to the guest line this morning. And we bring in City SC Academy Director and Analyst on Y98. That's where you can hear these soccer contests happen on our sister station, Y98. Dale Schilly joins the show. Hello, Dale.
Hello, good morning.
Would you be, let's say for the sake of argument, you're a soccer player. Would you be pissed if you had a hat trick and your team tied?
You know what? I would say if I was Klaus and I was looking to score goals and been on the drought that he was in, I think he's happy that he helped salvage a point. The man got three goals and he hit a dry spell there for a while, so I think he's all right.
But if you weren't diplomatic,
yeah,
and you went home to your wife and you really
would
said,
would you be at
you
home
felt?
Saying these MFs blew it for me? Would you be saying that?
Scored three goals.
Then I would say I worked my tail off for 1 point.
See?
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. You guys won me over.
Oh, that happened a long time ago, I think.
Dale loves us. Dale loves us.
We tell everybody how much you love us.
So,
that's right.
There's so many interesting things in soccer where it's like the MLS where it's different than other sports. We talk a lot about the in-season tournaments, but we also, you can get players on loan. And STL City SC is sending left back Horn, is it Giannis Horn? Is that how you say it?
Correct.
Giannis Horn back to his former club in Germany. So, how do loans, I mean, do loans happen a lot in MLS?
Yeah, I think they're pretty regular. And there's a term on those loans, and you can have a loan and then eventually pick up the player if things work out, or you can send them back into the club. So it's a way for you to bring talent in that doesn't cost you what it may cost you to out and out buy a player. And there's, you know, depending upon the arrangement, there may be salaries that are split and that sort of thing. So, it's a pretty normal tool, and sometimes they work out well, and sometimes it's an opportunity for a player and his family to see if it's an arrangement that they want to make for their family for the future, or a way to dip the toe in the water and also to buy time to see if there's any other opportunities for you out there.
I know
it happens.
Yeah, and I know City wanted to extend the loan with Giannis Horn, but he was ready to go back to his hometown in Germany. Let's say City was doing very well and was a big playoff contender. Does that sway a player's decision in whether or not they're going to stay with their team, or could it be that you are a contender for the playoffs and you lose an important piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's negotiable. So you can work out different situations for the player. You can work out situations with the club that he's his home club. So I think anything is negotiable. And certainly if you're in the thick of a playoff run and the player is an integral part of that, then, I would think they would be enticed to want to see it through. But we're not. And, that's just the situation we're in right now. He's out. And now we're starting to look for other players here as the window opens, where players become available in Europe to come here to the States to play.
Dale, it is about 3.5 weeks since City have, relieved Olaf Melberg of his duties as head coach. As you watch them play, results or not, results aside, does it seem like a different team the way they are playing?
Yeah, I would say the mentality and the energy from the players is different today than it was 3 weeks ago. I think we can see it on the field. I think there's a higher energy level. There's a higher level of passion. I think the fans are more engaged with the way the game's being played. The interest level is coming back to where it was over the last couple of years, where I felt the energy in the stadium was beginning to lose that energy that was so important to the team and to the franchise. But yeah, it feels like Krich is connected with the players, and the players are going out and playing with a level of freedom and energy that I thought we started to lose that earlier in the spring. So I feel really good about where things are right now.
Looking at the weather this week, and I know City does not have a game this weekend. Their next game is on Wednesday. It's still going to be in the 90s, and we've talked about the weather before in previous weeks. But, I mean, my goodness, playing an MLS soccer game, you have midfielders at least running the equivalent of a half marathon in the middle of this game.
Yeah.
Does that affect strategy at all, or does the coach say you've just got to barrel through it?
No, it definitely affects how you play. The hydration breaks help, and it helps the coach to maybe change direction midway through a half. But the way the guys can press and get after it, it zaps you, and so you may be pressing really high early in the game and really trying to force turnovers deep in the other team's end, and then at some point it may drop back around the midfield line. Or as Joey calls it, the equator, and do what you can to block out the other team and prevent them from getting a goal and save some legs until later in the game. For sure, it changes the tactics.
So the team, I know we've discussed this quite a bit, that they went into the season with expectations of making the playoffs, and of course, it has not gone particularly well, at least early on, and they are many points, 7 points back of a playoff spot right now. How do you think they view, and I know as a player, you just sort of, you're trying to win every day. Maybe you're not thinking about the standings. You try to win the games that you have in front of you. But do you think they have a playoff mentality now? Like the expectation is, they're going to make a run and put themselves back in the conversation? Or how do you think they see it?
I would say with Krich at the helm, and it's not specifically Krich, but he knows he's got one shot at this, and that's to make a playoff spot. As a young coach, he wants to motivate the players to try to get to that position. So I'm sure that behind closed doors, that's how he's talking to his players. This is where we're going, and this is how we're going to get there, and this is our goal, because he knows that should secure his position for the future. So, yeah, I would say that he's selling the guys and making them believe that there's an opportunity to get there, and as you said, one game at a time. Now, we'll see what happens. Look, we got the tie last week at the end of the game against Los Angeles, who happens to be in last place in a conference. But the team is playing better. We competed well in Portland against a team that's in the top four in the conference at their place. They had to come from behind and score late. So let's see how we do against a good team against Orlando. Hopefully they can put a couple of results together, and it doesn't take long with a couple of results to pull yourself back up the table. We stopped the slide. Now maybe we can start climbing with a couple of results. And that's the message that Critch is selling to the players.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, Dale, this was forever ago now for me, but back in 2016 through 2019, when I was with the Blues and I was in the locker room every day, mm-hmm. and you're talking to the players, and of course you have the team lines like, yep, we believe in ourselves, but you know deep down they didn't. I mean, in the sense of like they were getting pretty discouraged when they were in last place in January in 2019. Because there was a palpable change in the locker room when they started winning games. And it made mm-hmm. you realize how kind of disheartened everyone was. Right now in the clubhouse for City, I know players will say, we believe we can, but you kind of get frustrated when things just aren't going your way. Do you feel that? And how many games do you think it would take to win to change it if the attitude is a bit discouraged?
Well, look at it the other way from the game the other day. If we would have been 3-2 up and gave away 3 points or gave away 2 points, as it were, and ended up drawing the game, that would have been one thing. But we came from behind at 3-2, scored a miraculous goal in the waning moments. The energy level is high. So, you know, again, where they were 4 weeks ago, in terms of their mentality, in terms of the locker room, and Amy, you've seen what a locker room looks like when teams aren't winning, how divided it can be, and how the small groups all tend to break off from each other. I'm sure that's where it was a month ago. But now you got a more unified group, and that momentum and that unification can help carry you. So, yeah, I would say they're in a pretty good spot right now, regardless of the result the other day, the draw. The way it happened is the part that will propel you through the 10-day break or whatever 5-day break they've had before they started training up for the Orlando City game.
City SC Academy Director Dale Schilly is with us on KMOX, and it was just this morning that it was announced a bunch of players from the academy have signed letters of intent to play in various colleges or around the country. So could you, for people who have been following along, maybe know a little bit about the MLS team and what goes on there, they may not know a ton about what's going on with City SC Academy. Can you give some insight as to what
sure.
does happen there?
Well, it's a program that we have four teams. We have a 14, a 15, a 16, and an 18-year-old team. That compete in a league with all the other MLS teams and what we call elite academy clubs that are the top academy programs in the country, that are non-MLS. And, the idea is to develop players to eventually play in the stadium, whether that path is from the academy straight to City 2 and then into the first team, or whether that path is from the academy through City 2 into college and then into a professional environment. Either pathway works, and you know it's just different for different players. So the pictures that you saw or the announcements you saw were players that are headed off to college. They've made their commitments from the academy into Division I programs around the country, and now they'll be heading off for schools here in August, and they may drop out of college at some point and sign the professional contract with us. We have their rights to the rights of first refusal for the players that either play their 4 years of college or stop playing after 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. We have the rights of first refusal to sign them to a contract to play. So we're still tracking their development. On the other side, for the younger ones, we're in the middle of, or we're just finishing up the playoffs for the leagues, for the MLS Academy leagues, and our 15-year-olds just lost in the semifinal against the Philadelphia Union in penalty kicks yesterday down in Nashville. So a great run from our 15s. Our 14s are still down there competing. We've got a successful program, and players are doing well and going on to do great things in college. And we're just now starting to see them as sophomores and juniors in college, starting to look at them, some of them coming out maybe early, some coming out and signing with us after they're finished with school.
Well, I know this. If you're ever disappointed with the big club, just know that the academy is taken care of by Dale Shilley. That man is crushing it.
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan. We got a lot of talent here. We got a lot of good clubs that support the academy program here, where we get our players from. And look, the mission of the club, it's unique. The mission of the club is to take care of the community. The mission is to work within the community to help promote and develop the sport. And for us in the academy, that means finding local players, whereas the other academies around the country are seeking out players from every corner of the country, and they move them into homestays or residential programs. We're trying to do ours with a vast majority of local talent, because we know how St. Louis fans want to see local players play in front of them. So we're on track. It takes a while, but we're on track, and we feel like that we're doing a good job.
We love you, Dale Shilley. Thank you for being with us again
on a
Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
Dale Shilley, Academy Director for City SC, and you can hear him on the call of the next game. They will play Wednesday at 7:30 against Orlando on Y98. And did you notice he did not say he loved us back?
Oh, I noticed. I think he's a little tired of our shenanigans, probably. This guy's a serious man doing serious work. And he has to mess around with us for a couple minutes every Friday.
He could do worse.
He could do better.
Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.